Last week, we spoke to the owner of Relative Limited, a Glen Innes-based communications company, and her name's Vishane Patuwai, about a short film, Atarangi. Atarangi is co-designed and co-produced by Rangatahi Māori for Rangatahi Māori, and it's about two teenage girls whose lives are turned upside down by alcohol when they go to a party. And on the line with us now, we're joined by Western Springs College student Darwinia Kanuta, who's 16, and she plays a main character in the short film Atarangi. And I'm glad to have her on the line with us at the moment. Tēnā koe, Darwinia. Kei te pēhea.
Kia ora,
pai ana. Rawe, before we get into all of this kōrero about Atarangi, last week was Manu Kōrero. Were you a part of that as well?
Oh, no.
Oh, you got the chop.
No, I wasn't a part of
that. Oh, goodbye. I know that that Western Springs, of course, they had their students and stuff like that, so I wanted to see what the outcome was and see if you knew. But Painoa, you had a big kaupapa on your hands, which is Atarangi. Can you talk to us about your involvement in this kaupapa?
So Atarangi is a project that was led by Rangatahi, and I was one of the Rangatahi that helped lead and create that project.
Miharo. And what was that like for you to be a part of this? When I was speaking to Vishane last week, she made it really clear that this project was important. And what made it more important was the fact that you guys were responsible, you Rangatahi were responsible for creating the content and again, co-designing and co-producing this. And so what was that like creating that?
It was like a different experience because we kind of got like a handful of a lot of work, and it was a nice experience because we were able to learn what it's like to create a film and like the whole process around creating a film, and also not only that, but giving back to the community by creating something that will help bring awareness to underage drinking.
Can you talk to us about the kōrero behind underage drinking in the short film and why it was important to focus on this?
Well, initially we wanted to do a recreation of Two Cars, One Night by Taika Waititi, but we couldn't like recreate it like that. So we decided to make our own film and about our community because in our community there's a lot of teen drinking going around, and Relative Limited wanted to include Rangatahi in this talk. So they brought us along, and we are kind of like advocates for the Rangatahi and the youth on how important it is to bring awareness to this kaupapa.
Absolutely. And you're talking specifically about the community of Glen Innes, eh?
Yeah.
And so for you and do you act in this in the short film?
Yes, I do.
What's that? What was that like? And talk to us about your character.
So I play Atarangi in the film. She was one of the drunk teenagers, and that was weird for me to do because I don't really drink much. So I had to like find sources so that I could act drunk and everything. But yeah.
Just a minor role you play then, playing Atarangi, and again and this is the first time you've acted and you're playing a lead role, yeah?
This is the first time I've acted in a film. I've done like some theatre performances, so yeah.
And in terms of working with the other cast members and the, because the assumption is that they're all same age as you, of course, and what was it like for them or experiencing that kind of that heavy kaupapa? Because like you said, you're acting drunk, or you're playing a character that's drunk at a party, and the story goes that that their lives are impacted by this particular party. But what was that like, and how did you all support each other as rangatahi and actors in this space?
I think we just all had a good understanding of the kaupapa, and we knew what we had to do with this film, and that really drove us to support each other whenever something happens and if we need any support from one another.
How was, actually, before we sign off, how was last Friday?
Oh, it was great. It went really well. There was a lot of support and love from our whānau and our community. So it was really great.
What feedback did you get from your whānau when they saw you?
Oh, they were like, I didn't know you could act drunk like that. I was like, oh, no, I know, don't worry. That's not how I actually act, guys.
Great up. That's but was it fun for you? Was it fun for all of you to get together after creating this project? Because I can imagine it would have been tough to balance that out with kura and everything else.
Yeah, it was a nice, fun launch where we all just dressed up and had fun with each other. So yeah, it was nice and fun.
What was the key message for you here in Aotearangi? Like I said, this film is about how alcohol has impacted your community of Gleninus. And when we spoke to V Shane, she said all the rangatahi involved are from GI or from East Auckland, and that they all have an understanding of that community. But what was the key message you wanted to share for people who watch this film? What are you hoping they take away from this film?
I hope that they take away that everyone makes mistakes and we just need to be there to support them and get them back on their right track, because there's a lot of hardship within life, and having people around you to support you and help you no matter what is key. And I think that is the main message that we have in our film.
Absolutely, that's an important, a very important message. And for people who want to see Aotearangi, how can they see it?
You may have to ask V Shane about that because we have yet to be told anything about that yet.
Cool. I'll find the details for our listeners so that they know where to go for that. I know Vish was going to send us a link so that people could tap into that, because no doubt the kōrero in here would be able to impact a lot of not just young people but whānau who might need to know what and how. And I'm sure at the end of that has some resources that people can use for their whānau. But before I let you go, again, this kaupapa was driven by rangatahi, and you curated and came together to create this project. But I am always trying to add songs to our Manatawa playlist, which is our afternoon show, this show here. But do you have any songs that you could recommend for us? What's your top two songs that we could pop onto our everyday playlist?
Oh.
Well, I might as well put you on the spot.
I don't really have songs that I have right now.
Oh my gosh! I'm going to message you, and you can throw me a link or give me a Spotify playlist that we should listen to, because I don't know what young people are listening to these days. That's just out of my world, and so I'm like, maybe you'll be the one. But I'll message you, and you can think of a song for us.
Yeah, but I'll definitely send you a playlist.
Oh, here we go. The real story starts. But thank you so much, Lawinia, for having a kōrero with us this afternoon. Really appreciate it, and congratulations on this project. And I have no doubt, before I let you go, what are you doing now? What are you going to be up to? You going to do some more acting, or?
I might go for a nap.
Nice. That's the one. All right then, have an awesome afternoon, and maybe we'll catch up with you later.
You too. Thank you.
Ka pai, ka kite. Rawania Kanuta there, a 16-year-old who plays the lead role, Atarangi, in the film, the short film, Atarangi. But she goes to Western Springs College. Mean.